Hollywood, Carnation brings you a special 50th anniversary program. Tonight's program highlights 50 years of progress for the Carnation Company. With Ted Dale, the Carnation Orchestra, and the girlfriend. And now, here's Buddy Clark for Carnation.
Good news, you're bound to do me good. Come right here to me, good news. Good news, you're what I've waited for. I wasn't slated for blues. Good news is welcome to me. Bad news is welcome to me. So, Mr. Good News, you're bound to do me good. Come right here to me, good news. Good news is welcome to me. Bad news is welcome to me. So, Mr. Good News, you're bound to do me good. You're always welcome to. Come right here to me, good news.
And Jimmy, in Carnation's 50 years of progress, what's our next big step forward?
Well, Buddy, in 1916, our good friends north of the border in Canada saw the coming of Carnation to their home territory. Carnation Company Limited was founded and began operations in Aylmer, Ontario. And then 3 years later, in 1919, Carnation entered the world market by establishing branches in several other countries.
You know, a leading popular tune of that era was from the 1919 musical Irene. I'm sure many of you will recall Alice Blue Gown.
In her sweet little Alice Blue Gown, when she first wandered down into town, she was both proud and shy as she felt every eye. But in every shop window, she'd primp passing by. Then in manner of fashion, she'd frown. And the world seemed to smile all around.
One look at our sweet young singing guest will attest to the truth of the old saying that youth must be served. But it isn't youth alone that's responsible for the success of this teenage girl. Her beauty, singing voice, and acting ability mark her as one of Hollywood's most promising stars. And here she is, Miss Jane Powell.
Hello, Buddy. Hello, Buddy.
Jane, as I passed the Capitol Theater this evening, I saw your name up in lights. And tell me, how does it feel to be appearing in person on the Gay White Way?
Well, Buddy, even though it must sound a little hackneyed, I've got to say, it's like a dream come true.
Well, of course, your whole life these days must be like a dream come true. After your great success in Holiday in Mexico, you're a full-fledged movie star. But say, Jane, I did notice one thing you have in common with the other teenagers.
What's that?
That fraternity thin you're wearing. May I ask whose it is?
Well, you can ask, but I won't tell you.
I knew I shouldn't have asked. Okay, I'll change the subject. Who's your favorite boyfriend in the movie?
Oh, I'll tell you that, all right. It's Walter Pigeon.
Uh-oh. You're not going to tell me that's Walter Pigeon's fraternity thing.
No, it certainly isn't.
Well, I give up. I'll ask just one more question. What are you going to sing for us?
Well, since Carnation's so famous for contented babies, I thought it would be nice to sing a sweet old lullaby by Curly-Headed Bobby.
Well, nothing could be nicer. Folks, here's Jane Powell.
With the magic of his music, the Pied Piper of fiction had thousands following at his heels. Well, the Piper's modern counterpart, and I assure you he's real and not fictional, has millions of followers for the very same reason, the magic of his music. That great man is with us tonight, the King of Swing, Benny Goodman.
That sounds like my cue, buddy.
Benny, it sure has been a long time since you decorated this platform.
That's the truth, buddy. It's been over a year.
And it's been a longer time than that since you and I first got together over a sheet of music.
Well, that's right. You're one of the Benny Goodman alumni.
And mighty proud of it. First time I ever sang over a network was with your band right here in this very studio. Well, we're impatient to hear you play that clarinet, Benny, along with your two colleagues in the trio, Teddy Wilson at the piano and Jimmy Crawford at the drums.
Okay, we'd like to play Poor Butterfly.
We'll buy that, folks. The Benny Goodman Trio.
Just a few years before the Dionne Quintuplets were born, as America entered the so-called Roaring Twenties, there was lots of activity in the business world, and I know the Carnation Company did its share.
Why, yes, indeed, Buddy. In 1926, Carnation started its fresh milk and ice cream division. This division grew rapidly, first on the West Coast, and then expanding eastward, filling the need in many communities for fresh milk and ice cream of the highest quality. But the 20s saw another major Carnation development. In 1929, a new member joined the Carnation family. Albers Brothers Milling Company became the cereals and feeds division of Carnation. Cereals under the Albers label have been favorites in the West for many years.
Well, Jimmy, here's another favorite, a tune from the late 20s that kind of suggests going places. It's Alabama Bound.
In the famous Persian Room of the Plaza Hotel in New York, one of the most popular entertainers of our time greets patrons from all over the world. This delightful personality and singer is our guest tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Hildegard.
Thank you, Buddy, and good evening, everybody. It's wonderful being back on the Contented Hour.
Hildy, we've been looking forward to this visit with a good deal of pleasure.
And so have I, Buddy, and for a very good reason, too. You see, I was raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And Milwaukee, as you know, is the home of Carnation Milk.
Yes, I know, and I know you were raised out there, and I've always been fond of that slogan, Hildegard is the deer, spelled D-E-A-R, the deer that made Milwaukee famous. Meanwhile, you become famous yourself with radio, personal appearances, and recordings. You're about the busiest girl I know.
Well, Buddy, I am busy and very happy.
Hildegard, you came here to sing, and darn if we're not going to hold you to it.
Of course, Buddy. It's the beautiful ballad, I'll Close My Eyes.
And we'll open our ears. Folks, here's Hildegard.
My heart to any other caress. I'll never say yes to a new love affair. I'll close my eyes to everything that's gay if you're not there. Share each lovely day, and through the years and see you with my heart.
Hildegard, that was wonderful. We hope we'll be seeing you again real soon. Now it's time for me to get back to work, so I'd like to sing an old favorite of mine, which I hope you'll like. It's called Please.
Lend a ray of cheer to my plea. Tell me that you love me too. Oh, please let me hold you tight in my arms. I could find delight in your charms. Every night, my whole life through, your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel, white as snow. But how long must I play the role of the gloomy Romeo? Intending to tease, speed the happy ending, then please tell me that you love me too. Every night, my whole life through, your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. But how long must I play the role of the gloomy Romeo? Not intending to tease, speed that happy ending, then please tell me that you love me too.
Piano tuners here at NBC are always careful workmen, but this morning, the boss tuner himself came to Studio 8H and gave the Steinway the A number one super special job because he knew that tonight it would be played by Carnation's famous guest, Carmen Cavallaro.
Hello, everybody.
Well, greetings, CC. According to my calculations, this is your third visit to Carnation.
That's right, buddy, and I always look forward to your invitations. Be sure to keep them coming, won't you?
Don't worry, Carmen. You're always welcome. And say, by the way, in your new picture, The Time, the Place, and the Girl, you do some mighty fancy piano playing, according to my way of thinking.
Yes, and I spent many, many hours in the studio slaving over a hot keyboard.
Yes, and at one point in that picture, you and your piano disappear into thin air.
Many people might think that was trick photography, but it wasn't. They fastened wires to me and the piano and actually pulled us right up into the air. The first time we tried that stunt, I was really scared. Well, when they got me all the way up, the director called time out for lunch and left me hanging there. It was just a gag, of course. They brought me down after a few minutes, but during those few minutes, I was certainly worried.
Well, don't worry, Carmen. Tonight, we promise to leave you firmly on the ground. Say, what have you got in mind for your first number?
You remember the wonderful music in the picture For Whom the Bell Tolls?
I sure do.
Well, I've borrowed one of those themes to create a piano and rhythm fantasy. I hope you'll like it.
Well, Carmen, I know everybody's going to like it, so when you're ready, go right ahead. It was really swell, Carmen. Thanks for the visit.
Tonight, members of the Carnation organization and their families everywhere are listening to this 50th anniversary program. It is most fitting that the president of Carnation Company and son of its founder should bring us a message. Mr. Elbridge H. Stewart.
This marks an important milestone in Carnation's history. We are celebrating two events at the same time. Carnation's 50th anniversary and the dedication of our new World Headquarters Carnation Building. On behalf of our directors and officers, I extend greetings to all listening in tonight. I send my personal greetings to all members of our Carnation family in the United States, Canada, throughout the world. I hope that each one of you is as proud and happy as I am this evening. My one regret is that my father, who founded our company 50 years ago, is not with us on this occasion. For many years, I had the opportunity to work very closely with him. I knew intimately his ideals, ambitions, and hopes for our company and all members of our worldwide family. He devoted his life to the building of the Carnation Company. It was his aim and wish that Carnation should always serve the best interests of our country and the world. He wanted Carnation products to benefit humanity, regardless of race, creed, color, occupation, or income. It is my desire to carry out and to further those ideals and ambitions which he cherished. To the many millions of people who use our Carnation products daily and upon whom our success rests, to all of you, our sincere thanks and appreciation.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. All of us here are very proud to be part of the Carnation family. We'll try to help you carry the Carnation banner higher than ever before.
And now, here's Buddy Clark, Ted Dale, the Carnation Orchestra, and the Girlfriends joining together in a song that's familiar to all of you. Certainly been a great evening.
And Jimmy, just a word or two about next week's program.
Well, next week, Carnation invites you to hear Walter Gross, the well-known piano artist, Ted Dale, the Carnation Orchestra, the Girlfriends, and Carnation's own singing star, Buddy Clark.
This is Buddy Clark saying goodnight for the Carnation Company and reminding you to join us again next Monday when Jimmy Wallington says,
here's Buddy Clark for Carnation.